Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our adamant readers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You've tuned into IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. The show is Bookshelf and I'm Hussein. I'm here if you're looking for a good book to read this week. That person who carries us for 9 months and raises us for decades later, giving her entire day and youth until we grow up, that person who has the sincerest sympathy and empathy towards us, that person is our mother, who is a lady. Our cheeky sisters, our kind aunts, gracious grandmothers, and our sweet, sweet daughters, they're all ladies. The person who takes over after we have grown up, attends to our needs, wishes us the best, and raises our next generation, our wife, is a lady too. You can see how vital a woman is in a man's life. You would think that ladies should have the utmost respect in human society, but unfortunately, it's not always so. The most important question each person has is, who am I? The answer to that question produces the fate of our thoughts, our behavior, our rights, our vulnerabilities, and the meaning of our life. The way we define others defines how we treat them. If we want to treat our parents well, first, we have to have a positive understanding about them. Throughout time, the way women have been perceived by themselves and others has changed dramatically. There has been, especially in the recent years, an uprising to re-examine how women are defined, who they are, what rights do they have that have been ignored, and accordingly, what duties must they bear. History hasn't been very kind to women, and in response, the recent attempts have suggested all kinds of solutions and ideas. In the struggle of defining who women are, each group has tried to make the woman according to what they want themselves, not according to who women really are. Traditional definitions of ladies sometimes violate their rights, while modern approaches, claiming to grant them unlimited rights, push them to a lifestyle that is in defiance to their nature. Men and women have different mentalities and different physical capabilities and vulnerabilities and stuff like that, so these must be addressed. So instead of making the woman what we want them to be, it would be wiser to discover who they are and prepare the grounds for them to flourish in that context. Fatima is the most respected lady in the history of mankind according to Islam. She is the most honorable lady according to Muslim, and she is the perfect lady. Her influence and respect has penetrated through history and remains to influence people around the world, even to this day. So it would be an honor for any one of us to be able to serve her or make her proud. Fatima is a one-time, a lady that mankind can never produce again. She is one of the strongest inspirations. So in this chaos of opinions, we the Shia, as always, have our firm criteria. To understand who women are and how they must be respected by themselves and others, we have the ultimate lady. That is, Lady Fatima. We're going to introduce a fascinating book on Lady Fatima today, so stay tuned. You You are back on Bookshelf Broadcasting on IRIB English Radio. Just before the break, I was explaining how Lady Fatima is the best role model we can refer to in regards to women. Today's book is called Fatima is Fatima. Honestly, the book is so famous that I wouldn't at all be surprised if you've already heard of it, but have you read it? So I have the book in front of me right now. It's by Dr. Ali Shariati, and it's been published by the Shariati Foundation. It's 127 pages, and the topics include who am I, who is responsible, what did they miss, what should be done, which mold do they fill, what role did women have in the attack, the social customs of Hijaz, Islam revolutionized the position of women, the confinement, freedom, tragedy, spiritual strength, a new history begins, why Fatima, her final struggle, and an epilogue. The book is actually a biography on the life of Lady Fatima, which is why I was explaining that by reading this book, you can get a sense of what ladies are and what they can be. The author of today's book is Dr. Ali Shariati, who was an intellectual of the 20th century and influential to some extent in Iran and some other countries. His logic and his writing made his book something interesting to read, especially among some of the youths, even to this day. With today's book, you'll get a peek into Dr. Shariati's nice writings. We're going to be back after the break to hear an excerpt of today's book, so stay tuned. You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf. We are reading the book Fatima is Fatima by Dr. Shariati, and I'm going to read an excerpt of this book. Fatima is a perfect example of an ideal woman, of what a woman could be and no one has become. Hussein and Zainab, the sister and the brother, who brought such a deep revolution in the history of mankind, give a sense of honor to freedom and disgrace to despotism and oppression. The one who can do something, and in saving us, play an active role, is not the traditional woman who is asleep in her quiet, tame, ancient mold, nor is it the new woman who is a modern doll that has assumed the mold of the enemy and in the process has become full and saturated. Rather, one who can choose the new human characteristics, who can break the fastening of all traditions which were presented in the name of religion, but in fact were national and tribal traditions ruling over the spirit, thoughts, and behavior of a society, is a person who is not satisfied with old advice. Slogans which are given by doubtful sources do not enthuse her. Behind the prepackaged slogans of freedom of the monarchy, she sees ugly, frightening faces which act against the spiritual, which oppose humanness. She sees that they are in contradiction to the spiritual, the rational, the human. They are against woman and the human reverence of woman. It is these people who know where those things which are forced upon us come from. They know where they get their orders from, what creatures they have sent to the marketplace. It is because of them that who am I, who should I be is pertinent, since they neither want to remain as this nor become that. They cannot surrender themselves to whatever was and is without their own will and choice playing a role. They want a model. Who? Fatima.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Our time is over, but we spent it with a fascinating book, Fatima is Fatima by Dr. Ali Shariati. You can download this and previous bookshelf shows by searching IRIB English Radio Bookshelf, and you can download this book from al-islam.org. We'll meet you next week right here and at the same time with another book. I'm Hussein, and until then, from the whole team, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Enjoy this wonderful book.